The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains in you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." The Gospel of the Lord. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. There's really just one question I want to ask for today, and it's this. How many of us are ready to give an explanation for why we're Catholic? You know, how many of us have an idea of what we can say right off the bat, if we're asked? And no, saying because that's how I was raised as a kid truly does not count, brothers and sisters. It's not good enough of an explanation for a person with mature faith. Well, living down the hill at St. Anthony's, I've encountered, you know, a handful of my grade school classmates who still live in the area and who still practice their faith. And for some of them, let's just say I was a little bit surprised to see them still around. And not just simply hanging around, but actively involved in parish life. You know, young adult groups, devotions, service opportunities, etc. And I've been sincerely wanting to ask them, like, why are you still here? Why haven't you left like some of our other peers and grade school classmates? So I guess, you know, you could say the lesson really is, you know, always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, because it might just be the priest who asks you instead. But I've tossed, you know, doing this back and forth in my head a bit. You know, sometimes I wonder if asking them might take them aback or make them shy, you know, not expecting a question to come from me, or such a question to come from me. But then I think, well, we're both Catholic, so it shouldn't really feel that weird. Now, I do realize that a priest asking someone face-to-face why they're Catholic might feel like they're being examined or put on the spot or feel like a massive pop quiz. But I hope that at the very least, all of us are comfortable with sharing the reasons for our faith and our experiences in prayer with another Catholic, at the very least, or someone very close to us. For most spouses, this should be an easy option. And I hope many spouses have at least a general sense of the prayer life of their spouse, of their other spouse, and the reasons that their spouse is Catholic. You know, even those who have young kids at home, too. You know, prime opportunity for sharing the faith. And I'm sure, like, you know, there's many common answers we can give, you know, with the Eucharist, knowing history, you know, seeing how thorough and how good church teaching is. You know, maybe I'm helping you all cheat by giving you answers ahead of time. But if we don't have a personal reason for staying, a reason that matters to us individually, then we are in greater danger of losing our faith if we do not have that. We'll only be going through the motions or following the crowd without ever seeing Jesus for ourselves. I remember coming across a story a long time ago about having the courage when we need to give testimony about our faith. And while this story speaks a little bit more about persecution than simply sharing the reasons for our hope, I think it still speaks to the question of how ready are we really to give reasons for our hope and our faith in God.
The story is this. A priest was giving his homily all of a sudden when there was a commotion in the back of the church where several masked men entered the church, clearly looking to cause people harm. And one of the masked men steps forward and shouts out loud, "Everyone who's willing to offer their life for Christ, stay where you are. All the rest of you else, you're free to go." So what happens? The choir leaves. Sorry, choir. The deacon leaves. As you can see, he's already not here. No, I'm kidding. And roughly half of the congregation gather their belongings, pack up, and go home. Then the masked men take off their masks. It was the ushers. And they say, "Sorry to disrupt your sermon, Father. You may continue now that all the non-believers, all the hypocrites, are gone." And yes, it's a very poignant, very intense story. But I think it still points out, when the time comes, however that looks, whether it's persecution or whether it's just, hey, why are you Catholic? Do we have something ready? Are we ready to give a reason for our hope, to give a reason for our faith? Or will we shy away, have that social shyness and say, and be timid about, what we truly believe? Now, don't worry, I would never pull this stunt. I would never pull this story on you myself, Please don't ask me why I was talking to a bunch of the ushers before Mass began. No, kidding. But when the time does come, when someone does ask us to provide a reason or some explanation for our hope in Christ, what do we have prepared to say? What are we ready to say? For me, there's a ghost on the mic, interesting. For me, part of it is healing. Another part is the Holy Eucharist. And another part is understanding how much historical unity there is between the church now and the early church of the first and second centuries, when those who knew the 12 apostles were still alive. So friends, I pray that all of us here have already developed some personal reason for remaining with our faith, the same faith that Christ himself gave us 2,000 years ago. And I pray that all of us have realized, to a more personal degree, the words of Jesus when he says, "You will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. For being in the presence of our Lord is all we need to give us hope." Amen. Oh, it was my mic. Interesting. Weird. Okay. I don't know. I'm still hearing feedback from the upper speakers, but I don't know if you could take care of that or not. Now, anyway, there is a little bit of a part two to the homily. For various reasons, but it is the time of year where we have our annual Catholic appeal. So as you all know, the homily wasn't just short so you could all take your mothers out to Mother's Day brunch, like that too, but also for this. So as you all know, the annual Catholic appeal helps make possible many services and ministries across the Archdiocese, property and construction, clergy leadership training, and also helps fund ministries that benefit people across all parishes and generations. Immigrant and refugee ministry, multicultural ministry, seminarian formation, youth and young adult ministry, etc. And for those who might wonder why donating to the Archdiocese is really necessary instead of just to our local parish, the Archdiocese really helps centralize many of these aforementioned services so that they become more cost-effective. And it allows parishes really to spend more time in personal ministry, more time fostering the local community in many ways and leaving a lot of the administrative legwork to the offices downtown. And I can say that so far in my first year of priesthood, there have been many different situations and needs that have come up in ministry that were not directly addressed in seminary, simply because it'd be impossible to go over every single variable. But when I went to the various departments or offices of the Archdiocese for help or for continued formation and training, let's just say they proved themselves to be very helpful. And furthermore, do you know how I got through seminary? Partly due to the ACA, which helps fund education for our local seminarians. So, you know, not to twist your arm in saying this next thing, but if you're happy that I'm a priest, you should really give to the... No, I'm kidding. Just twisting your arm, you know, just twisting your arm. But just to briefly highlight another area, the Archdiocesan Young Adult Ministry has really been growing lately. Bishop Schuster just hosted a Theology on Tap night about a week and a half ago with about 80 young adults in downtown Seattle through the Seattle Young Adult Ministry, functioning as a way of outreach to them and helping form intentional Catholic community among some of the younger generations. So that was really encouraging to see. And something that's very much needed nowadays. So our parish goal this year is $176,000, which is actually a little bit lower than last year, so it should be a lot more feasible. And since we actually exceeded our goal last year and got a good-sized rebate in return from the Archdiocese, history says we can make our goal this year. Many hands make light work, and as always, any funds raised beyond our goal we'll come back to the parish, and we'll actually this year it'll be used actually help to improve and redo part of our sanctuary here. So that's pretty exciting. I got a sneak peek at some of the drafts or the potential improvements we'll make to the sanctuary, and I'm excited. It's just a draft, but I'm looking forward to it. So I've given to the campaign this year already, especially after experiencing how more necessary and helpful this is, not just to the Archdiocese, but to our local parish as well. It's helped train me further in multiple areas of parish ministry. It allowed me to go to Mexico and study Spanish for several weeks and sound, you know, a little bit less of a gringo when saying Holy Mass. But yeah, so I really humbly thank you for all your past giving, and I ask again that that you give as you can this year to help continue building the kingdom of God here in Western Washington. Donation options are, as usual, you know, QR code online. I believe there are mailing envelopes in your pews. Please take those with you today. And you can always see the bulletin and the parish comms for more details. And again, thank you all so much for your generosity and support for our local church over the years, and for sustaining our own hope for our parish and all the generations of our faith. God bless you.